sunburn. In the moonlit calm, I fall, hanging on memories of doors and eyes opening, sweet-smelling fires, stretching flowers, hills beyond hills, old hallways hollowing, a song from some inner room, that old man's tremendous prayer, swift birds at dawn, the river widening. I hang on like life to such moments, plucked from the converging clutter, which is closing in and grabbing on with a thickening of limbs and globular clustering, a gathering into pools and throngs, an agglutinative swarming, everything constrained and stuck together, cups, cupboards, cars, clothes, cans, rooms upon rooms, clutching across the lands, containers and conduits and coverings. I search in the ruck of the place to find you, but you are not framed in the doorway. Your hair in the light is not you. Your smile, the look in your eyes I know so well, are still only pressed against space, though something flickers through. Your singularity, the flash of you, which I cannot see and can never know. As waves, patterns, fields of force, feelings without thoughts, spins of muons and galaxies, the flows and the forms of things, the charm of quarks and swiftness of sharks, I cannot see, I can never know. The moonlight slowly fades and the sun glimmers, lifting the leaf from the folded petal, loosening the plant mold of the soil, reducing the glacier to a wild river, climbing, I climb the sun, up slippery stems, the unclad coral rose, the spiraling leaf-screened stretching tree. Flying with the sun's wings, I cry at whippoorwills and petrels, storm cloud riding until flung free, there where no weather is, nor mold of dying, sun born on the burning edge.